Jess Glynn, don't be so hard on yourself on Today FM. How are you, Al? Is it just me that hears the minions from the movie saying banana for the song Havana? Big shout out to Brandon, by the way. Love the show. Pamela Blake, my lovely producer, I'm just going to bring you in for one second. Sure. Can you hear banana in Havana?
All the time.
Really?
Banana, na, 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 na.
No, I don't hear it.
That's how I sing it.
Maybe you're just hungry listening to the radio. Maybe that's the thing. I got my hair cut today. What do you think of it?
It's lovely.
Very short?
Very different. Yeah, you usually kind of go for a side parting, kind of, you know, old school, but that's very modern.
I've gone for something kind of younger, something hip.
Something to suit your age.
Well, that is the thing, and that's why I wanted this to be the topic today as you listen to the radio. On the show, do you feel your age? Some people kind of think that they feel older. Some people are 60 years old and they say, oh, I feel 21. I just wonder, does anybody ever feel their age, or do they always feel younger or older than they are? Or is it kind of traditional that younger people always feel older than their years? No, I feel much older. And then older people always feel younger than their years. Ah, no, I only feel like I'm 25. You know, I don't know. I'm a bit of an old head on young shoulders, would you say, Pam?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, but at the same time, very young.
Well, you are young in terms of your age.
Like, that's what I mean about 24. No, but also in terms of like life experience and foolishness and, you know.
You don't take things too seriously.
Because even if you have an old head on young shoulders, it still doesn't mean you have the life experience to back it up.
Exactly. The wisdom.
Hmm. I just wonder if people, do you feel your age?
Oh God, I do. When I say 30, I'm 10 years older than you.
Right.
35.
Ooh.
And when I turned 35 last month, I actually felt...
Really?
Yeah.
And do you feel 35, or do you feel 21, or do you feel 45?
Do you know what? I feel old because all of my friends who are the same age have kids at this stage, and I don't.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel like, oh, I need to catch up, or I'm older. Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. Yeah.
Do you feel your age? Oh, by the way, Pam, while you were out of the room... Lenny and I decided to come up with a song for this topic.
What?
Listen to this, we record, Lenny. Are you ready for this?
Oh no.
Close your eyes. Give me your hand, darling. Do you feel my heart beating? Do you understand? Do you feel the same? Or am I only dreaming? Is this burning an eternal flame? I believe it's meant to be, darling. I watch you when you're sleeping weird. You belong with me. Here we go. Do you feel your age? Or are you really creepy?
Here it comes.
Is this topic radio friendly? Send a text 0874100102 now. WhatsApp it for free. You can email to
sounds like it says email.
0874100102. Oh my god.
Al Porter. With KFC.
Kaiser Chiefs, I Predict a Riot on Today FM. Good afternoon, it's Al Porter here with you until 2:30 this afternoon, and it is Friday. We have a €1,000 holiday voucher with thanks to TUI to give away, and Al's pal in What Happens Next, and we have the Al Request Lunch, where the choices are yours after the national lunchtime news, plus we'll play Swift or Shift a little later on the show. That's the Kaiser Chiefs there, I Predict a Riot. Oh, my ears are bleeding, thumbs down emojis. Now, unfortunately, that's not about the Kaiser Chiefs. That's about my attempt at singing Eternal Flame with Lenny earlier on. Another text that says, Al, at first I was thinking, oh no, what's he doing? But Jesus, you won me over by the end of that song. Quality. That's what I like to hear. Somebody that's easily won over. Al, I'm 40. Yes, of course. Sorry, excuse me. We're talking about... Where are my sheets of paper? We're talking about whether or not you feel your age. Al, I'm 40 and my body feels about 70, but my brain feels 16. It's unreal. I'm 20 and I feel like 30, Al, because I am out working full time while all my friends are still in college, going out every Tuesday or Thursday night. Yeah, that's definitely a big one. If your friends are still in college, but you're out in the working world, I do find that they don't quite understand, do they, what it is to be a fully fledged, rent-paying, tax-paying, insured human being. Lads, you're only babies. I'm 46 and still only feel 20. I wish my face looked like it, though. Al, I definitely don't feel my age. I'm 42, and I'm wondering where the last 10 years have gone. In my head, I'm 30-ish. I've got a kid, almost 18, and I just cannot get my head around it. Al, I'm 42, says another texter, and I surf, I golf, I have four kids and a wonderful wife. I feel great. Life is great. Would only get could only get better with a chance to win the TUI. Yeah, that is the, we do a lovely lungs competition for that €1,000 voucher, you see. We'll have a look at that later on. I totally agree with Pam. I'm soon to be 35. My friends all have kids and I'm happy with a husband and a dog, but I feel I should be catching up. Sometimes I think I'm 20-something, though, and have to do the math. Sharon, I don't know if people should personally feel pressure to catch up with their friends. You know, in terms of you get to 30, 31, and, oh, let's say a woman, she's a bridesmaid and all the friends are getting married. Or you're in your late 30s and all the friends are having kids. Do your own thing. Follow your own path. You don't have to copy anybody else. Do what's right for you. Al, just a message to say, your show has got me through a very hard time in work. The smile you and Pam have put on my face was a pure tonic. Thankfully, I'm leaving the job at the end of the month. Well, I don't know where you worked or why you're leaving, but I hope that you're going to better pastures, somewhere that you enjoy a lot better, and I'm glad that we could help. Al, help me out. Could you please cheer up my girlfriend, Marie, who works with Irish Pride and always listens to Today FM. She works in an office with no windows, and the only thing keeping her sane, breaking the humdrum noise of the printer typing, is Today FM. She's the greatest person in the world, says this texter. She has brought happiness back into my life and I love her. If you could play Picture This, it would bring a huge smile to her beautiful face. By the way, saw you in Galway at the Rosie and Dove. Great crack. This is for you.
Well, I don't really know what you want.
This is Al Porter on Today FM.